This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back. We're broadcasting today live from NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales, Service, Parts, and Accessories. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillian joining us right now. The first of many of these, live from Eagles Training Camp, Elliot Shore Parks, and I see the notepad.
ESP!
I can, you know, Hugh, we're graced with the notepad.
Here it is.
Yeah, he's
I
out
see
there
it, day
plays,
one.
Baby.
Do the yellow notepad in honor of Ray. You know,
so I didn't realize it's a mini notepad.
Yeah, it's yeah, not a like big it's not, one. Well, I wear it around my neck, so right. I can't walk around with a full notebook.
The full
so
legal pad would
yeah,
be
it's a mini yellow legal
yeah,
pad.
Well, yeah, well, I can see the work in front of me. All right, so we got to start here, and then we'll go to everything that happened today. But, Elliot, we need the first official grade for Jalen Hurts. What did you see? What did you think day one?
So I thought today was a continuation of last training camp, a continuation of what I saw this offseason, and to a certain extent a continuation of what we saw in 2024, which is just good, solid quarterback play. The ball was not put in harm's way for any of his throws today. I had him down as 14 of 15, and the only incompletion he had, there was a flag thrown for PI on Quinyon Mitchell on a throw to A.J. Brown. So you could argue he was 14 of 14. I include those as incompletions. But no wow throws today, I would say. The best throw he probably had was later on in practice, down the left sideline. He threw the ball to A.J. Brown, probably about 20, 25-ish yards, caught the ball over Kelee Ringo. A.J. Brown said after practice that you can see the chemistry him and Jalen have, because prior to that play, he just turned to Jalen. They said two quick things to each other, and they were good to go and had a long completion. So today was not a 25, a 28 with four touchdowns. It wasn't that kind of day. So I gave him a B overall, and I think it was just good, solid play that you hope they get that kind of play from Jalen this year.
That's a pretty good grade for the first day, though. Mm-hmm. You know, first day of school, you know, having a test already.
Yeah, I was happy with C's. So
yeah,
a
yeah,
B,
definitely. So what did you see from the defensive side of the ball? What could you glean from over there? What looks different to you, and what has changed?
Yeah, so I think early on in camp especially, one thing you really want to see is where are different players lining up? Who's with what unit? Who's lining up where? And there were a few main takeaways today, I thought, on the defensive side of the ball. Maybe the most interesting thing from a personnel perspective was snap one today. They're in base defense, 11 on 11. Cooper DeJean is lined up at safety. So it was Kelee Ringo at one corner, Quinyon Mitchell obviously on the other corner, and Cooper DeJean lined up next to Reed Blankenship at safety. So we did not see that at all in the offseason workouts. We heard about it. They said they were trying it. But when they were in base in offseason, they had Cooper on the outside and not at safety. So they had Cooper DeJean at safety today. I don't think he took many reps there. When they were in nickel, he was the nickel corner. So that was one. The other would be Jihad Campbell was out there doing team drills today. And I think we maybe need to reset how we're viewing Jihad Campbell this year. I know when they drafted him, it was he's a luxury pick. He only fell because he was injured. They're going to take their time with him. They're not going to rush him in there. And they're not. They're not going to rush him in there. But I don't think anyone expected when they drafted him for him to be out there day one of practice doing 11 on 11. And you can just see when he's out there, he is built different than the other linebackers. He's long. He's fast. He looks like an edge, which is where I think he will ultimately end up playing. So on the defensive side of the ball, there are other things we can get to. But the two main takeaways would be Cooper at safety and the fact that Jahad Campbell was out there.
Well, the fact that Campbell is out there coinciding with N'Kobe Dean on the PUP list, yeah. Right? Those two things, like, you add them together, and it's like we could see him early in the season. So that's good on his part that Campbell's ready to go.
And although I will say, you know, Trotter Jr. was the one out there with the first-team defense today. So my guess is week one, and that's a long way away, it'll be Trotter and Bond at linebacker, and you'll see Campbell get on the field in different situations.
What did you make of the other corner today, like the other outside corner, splitting between Ringo, who seemed to be up first, and then Adoree Jackson? Because I think that of all the losses this offseason, that one we just, like, we assume it's going to be okay, and Slay still played well. I know you were always a Slay fan. Slay was still playing at a quality level, and now we're going to find out what they have there. What did you think of Ringo and Jackson day one?
So I think Ringo has a pretty firm grasp on that job. I know that Adoree Jackson did get some snaps today with the first team offense, but for me, and you know, I don't know if you would co-sign this as a former player, but it just always feels like a practice there are certain reps that matter more, whether it's end of the day, super competitive situational drills, or the first drill out there when they first go into team. And it felt like in all those situations, it was Keeley out there with the first team defense. So I think it's his job to lose. He had, I wouldn't say a rough day, but he did get beat by A.J. Brown for the throw we talked about a little earlier. And he did give up a touchdown to Terrence Marshall. The pass was from Tanner McKee. I thought the pass was only okay, but it beat Keely Ringo, and Terrence Marshall got in there for the touchdown. So I think it's Keely's job to lose. And, you know, probably not the best first day for him.
Elliott Shore Parks is sponsored, of course, by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the 50. That's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Elliott, what did you make? Is there any concern? No Jalen Carter. Listed as a shoulder issue. There's something for me, like, it's like the first day. Like,
yeah.
If you could play on the first day, it's weird to me not to be out. Like, day four, if I see a shoulder, I might just, like, whatever. It's like a rest day. What's going on? I did see that. Did he sit out the end of spring practice too? What do you think on Jalen Carter?
If I remember correctly, he didn't practice the last day of OTA workouts.
Okay.
My only, you know, information on it is it's not something the team is worried about. I think with all the snaps Jalen Carter played last year, it's probably not the end of the world if Jordan Davis and Moro Ojomo are out there getting those snaps. I think Jalen Carter, you know, barring, you know, there's a month to go, like, he will play in week one. I don't think this shoulder injury is going to keep him out there. I agree with you. Day one, you want to see everyone out there. And on that note, why I think a very interesting injury today was Kenyon Green. Kenyon Green was not out there with a knee injury. He's not Jalen Carter. His spot on the team is not guaranteed. He's not even guaranteed to make the roster, in my opinion. So for him not to be out there, it was not a good start to camp for Kenyon.
So Kenyon Green, the guard they got back in the Chauncey Gardner-Johnson deal.
Yeah,
so
who was expected to potentially compete with Tyler Steen, but at this point, I don't think that's a competition.
So is it just Steen's job, or is there a competition, just Green's not really in it?
I think that the competition for Steen would be Matt Pryor. Matt Pryor is a player we probably have not talked about enough this offseason. Obviously, he's been here before. He's played for a bunch of different teams in the league. He's played a lot in the league, and he has something that none of the other backup offensive linemen have, which is a ton of playing experience, and he can play either tackle or either guard spot. So I think they are hoping Steen wins it. Lane Johnson said today after practice that Steen has been really good and he's improved and the communication is good. But I think the safety net is Matt Pryor. I don't think the safety net is Kenyon Green.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, Elliot, let's ask you about what we've been talking about all day and the way the Eagles are framing it. So we've been discussing the idea of a hangover. Like, are you worried about that with this team? And to me, they're in the right space mentally. But then, I heard a quote Jalen Hurts had after practice today talking about how hasn't even put his ring on yet. He's not going to. What do you make of the way they're trying to frame their focus this year? I mean, Sirianni, we heard that about a week ago. He banned the R word, right, the repeat word. Doesn't want him to say it. And it just seems like the players are – like almost like last year happened, it's over, now we're on to this year. What do you make of their mentality?
So I definitely think fans should be worried about a hangover. If you look at when this team has come off a success, they've not handled it well. And I agree with the premise of you talk to these guys, you're around them, and they just seem like guys that would not be worried about this. Jalen, AJ, Saquon, Devontae, all these guys are used to success. They're used to going in every year expecting to win. So I do understand why the mentality of this team is maybe something some won't worry about. But I would just say the proof's in the pudding. And in 2023, this same group of players had the biggest collapse we've seen probably in franchise history. And I think a lot of that was because they were coming off of losing the Super Bowl. We can try to talk ourselves into this team being different and all these things. Every single time the Eagles have gone to the Super Bowl, the next year has been a disappointment. Facts. And around the league, there's a reason that it's called the Super Bowl hangover. So I think highly of the players, and I think they have the right mentality. But to ignore the Super Bowl hangover, I think it's just putting on green goggled glasses. Like, it is clearly something they have to worry about.
Live your truth.
I mean, there is one difference 2 years ago. They lost the Super Bowl. Like, the Super Bowl hangover is typically more about the losing side. I know the Eagles' history says if they go to the Super Bowl, the next year's harder. But it typically is reserved for, like, the loser of the Super Bowl has a hangover. The winner, I mean, we do once in a while see repeats, right? Or repeat.
Yeah, once in a while.
Once in a while. I mean, the Chiefs just did it.
Right. Yeah. And but the Chiefs were not impressive these last two seasons. Like, they've gotten there, but you can see the wear and tear it puts on a team. So, again, I think the Eagles have a loaded roster. I think they are probably better prepared to handle this than most teams. But it's being naive to say that there's no concern about it, because we have seen this exact group of players. Now, I know you're saying the situation was different, and there is some truth to that. But we've seen this exact group of players struggle in the closest we've seen them to this type of situation.
What did you make of Jalen's quote that he's not going to put the ring on? I mean, he's the leader of this, right? He's the voice, he's the face, and him saying he's not even going to put his ring on, it kind of speaks to last year's over. Like, this is new now.
Yeah, so, I mean, I would say my first thought about it was, I wonder how his teammates feel about it. Because they're at the Super Bowl party. Everyone's having a great time, right? They're all taking pictures with it. Everyone's having fun.
They're posting the videos wearing their new rings with the wings.
And, I wasn't at the party, so I don't know how he acted. But I would imagine at one point he was asked, why are you not putting your ring on, right? And I just don't know if it's the funnest, best teammate in the world thing to do to, on a night when everyone's putting your ring on, to say, well, I'm not putting mine on. Like, I'm not putting mine on. You can put yours on, but I've moved on to next year. So that was my initial thought. But I also think that Jalen has the resume where if the way he wants to do things is how he wants to do it, then he should get the benefit of the doubt. He has won a Super Bowl. He has been probably more successful at his age than anybody else at his age from a football perspective, right? Number one crew out of high school, Alabama, Oklahoma, Super Bowl MVP. So I think it's a little weird. I wonder how his teammates feel about it. But when you have the ring, you get the benefit of the doubt.
Hugh, what'd you make of it? Like, if you were at the party and he wouldn't put the ring on, is that weird?
I look at it like this. I think that, before he got the ring, had a conversation with Michael Jordan, Derek Jeter, and guys that have won rings and repeated. I feel like guys that are on his level or the level that he perceives himself to be on they vibrate at a different frequency. So for him, I don't think it's out of character for him to do that, because, man, like when I hear stories of Kobe, Kobe was different. When they went to the Olympics, remember when he put his foot in Pau Gasol's chest, and that was his teammate. Mm. But during the Olympics, he did that. Michael Jordan, the same thing. Michael Jordan didn't really fool with none of his players, none of his teammates like that. Like, I feel like that level of greatness that he's trying to achieve is different. And in order, and a lot of times, let's be honest, when we talk about Super Bowl hangover, starts with the quarterback for the most part. And then when you talk about Jalen, we've talked about him a lot this offseason and what he isn't.
On WIP? Oh. Quarterback? The Eagles?
No, but what I'm saying is this.
I know, I'm kidding.
His mom, like, I'm taking all these different pieces of stuff that I've heard about him over the last couple of months and trying to give you a reason why he might not wear the ring. Because even though Jalen has won a Super Bowl and has went to two Super Bowls, won one, he still is not in the top 10 quarterbacks. He's still not considered a great quarterback because he has so much talent around him. So he's probably looking at that and saying, hey, this is the year that I have to take off. I can't worry about.
But it could be like he is inventing a slight to be more motivated. But I mean, great
all
athletes
of that. Yeah.
That.
So
yeah.
I think, long talking way, that's basically what I was trying to say.
I think that's all very true, and I think that's probably a better way of putting what I was trying to say, which is if Jalen's going to act a certain way, he's earned the right to act a certain way.
Right. And I think I think that the team will look at that and rally around that.
That's my question for you, because you obviously were in a locker room with a quarterback, and I think that Jalen is on a different, to a certain degree, stratosphere than everyone else. He's the franchise quarterback. He's the topic of discussion. He just lives a different life than everybody else in that locker room. And they have big stars there, Saquon, AJ. But Jalen is on a different level. When you played with McNabb, how important is it, do you think it is, though, for the quarterback to feel relatable to his teammates and to have those moments? Because I agree with you. My guess is the teammates probably are like, oh, there's Jalen being Jalen. I don't think it's an issue. But I also think it's important for Jalen to have times where he has fun with his teammates and he partakes like one of the guys. Do you agree with that? And was it like that with McNabb a little bit?
Let me say this. I think McNabb, he's more relatable for me now than he ever was when I played with him.
Okay.
And that's, I think, part of that is because of the scrutiny that he was under and the way that some quarterbacks are wired. Because we were sitting there talking about it in the break, and Tom Brady's probably an anomaly when you talk about him and his interaction with his teammates. Jalen's been under a lot of scrutiny for a long time, and this is not an excuse I'm making. This is me trying to understand why he probably is doing what he's doing. Because even on that Super Bowl run that we had with him last year, there's a lot of questions about him down the stretch. There was a lot of questions of him during the course of the season. What is he doing?
Well, after the second playoff game, there were questions about, remember, he hurt his knee and he didn't play particularly great in that game. It was questions of like, is he going to hold them back? And then he went out and dominated the next two
games.
But
I think the questions that matter here more were the questions that were raised by, let's be honest, Brandon Graham, when he talked about the relationship between Jalen and AJ. And that's more my thing with the ring, is was this an opportunity for him to be one of the guys and instead he was, I would assume, the only person there that night that didn't put the ring.
You know what? I will say this. Jalen will always be one of the guys, but he probably, to your point, he probably won't enjoy this until he retires.
Yeah.
See, now, and
it's kind of sad.
It is kind of sad. Well, yeah. The other thing is,
not really.
Well, but 2 years ago, I thought they played tight the whole year. They seemed like they were having no fun. Like, I appreciate that they're trying to move past last year and focus on now. I like that. But there's got to be a balance. Right, you don't want to just be so super serious all the time.
See, but where I'm undecided on is to what you're saying is I agree with you. But, you know, sitting between you two, I actually see both your sides. Jalen is operating – like, Jalen has expectations and pressure on him that certainly me and you could never relate
to. Of course.
Right? You played in the league. But there is just a level that Jalen has to operate on that AJ, Saquon, and all those guys –
They just
don't have to. So yeah. I do think he has to act different. And I think this is an example of that. But when there have been discussions and stories about how close he is with Nick and how close he is with AJ, I just wonder where the line is between being who you have to be successful, and I think that's probably the side you have to pick, in just sometimes being one of the guys.
You know, Joe, what's the phrase he uses? Set the temperature?
Yeah.
Sometimes you wonder, is it a little too stuffy in here, right? Like you go in a room, and it's like, it's not hot, but like, we could turn that temperature down one notch.
AJ was asked about it today, and AJ was like, you got to ask Jalen.
So yeah, he sets the temperature.
Right. I mean about the ring. AJ was asked specifically.
But that's what I mean. Like, if he's doing that, I wonder how they, like your point, how do the other guys feel?
Yeah.
I think they all handle success differently because, to your point, AJ talked about immediately after winning the Super Bowl, he wasn't satisfied. Mm-hmm. And for me, in that moment, I didn't understand what he meant in the moment because it was so new and it was like, Why is he talking like that? But now I have a little bit more perspective on that moment. And I kind of understand what he meant because now we're here. And it's almost like you didn't win a thing. Like I said, the first thing I noticed when I came in, nobody had a Super Bowl ring on. Nobody had it. And, you know, I congratulated certain people.
You
and
mean even non-players.
Non-players.
Yeah.
No, none of them had a ring on because they had to move on quickly. And I feel like for Jalen, I think Jalen feels, and now that I think about some of the things that he said in the past, I feel like Jalen feels like he has a higher purpose. You know what I mean? I feel like Jalen is chasing that greatness that has eluded him because even when we talk about Jalen and we still talk about what he isn't. Jalen's been to the playoffs every year that he's been in the NFL. I would argue that there ain't a whole lot of quarterbacks that have had that kind of success. I'm just saying, get to the playoffs. And then in 5 years to go to two Super Bowls, win one, outplay the quarterback in the first one that you lost, and then just obliterate them in the second one. So Jalen is I think Jalen fancies himself or wants to be like a Derek Jeter or Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant.
I agree with that.
I feel like he feels – because now that I think about it, that's the energy that he has. And to your point, Elliot, I would venture to say there's only a select few people, and it's a tight circle that know the real Jalen.
Yeah, and I also think there's probably only a select few people that can fully understand what Jalen's life is.
Totally agree.
From just the perspective of what his job is, the fact the pressure's always been on him. So I think that, you know, we would probably all, and I think the Eagles would prefer, Jalen leans to the side of being who he is and not, I mean, because you could flip this and say, let's say this offseason Jalen started hanging out with players, like, you know, doing things differently than he always has.
Out of the ordinary.
Right. We would probably all sit here and go, you know, you do what got you here. And so ultimately I think that's what he should do. But yeah, it just is interesting to me. He's the only one. And even today, he didn't really want to talk about it. He got two questions about it, tried to move on.
That's what I'm starting. Like guys like that, they're wired different.
Yeah.
And they speak different. And for a lot of us, we don't understand it because we're not wired that way.
And the thing is, like, they might not want these questions. This is one of the stories of camp, right? They don't have many roster questions. Almost none on the offense except the guard. The defense, they have some. But, Ella, you made the point they've never backed up Super Bowl appearances in the history of the franchise with another great year, right? Maybe some have been decent. They got back to the playoffs, like 18. They made a run. But, like, that's the story of the franchise. So that's – like, they can't run from that until they do it.
Well, and so this is – similar answer, but different question. Saquon was asked today about why he thinks it's so hard for players to follow up a 2,000-yard year with another 2,000-yard year. And his question, and his answer was, well, it's just really hard to rush for 2,000 yards.
So he's basically not many have done this.
Yeah, his point is only 9 people have ever done it. So it's to expect sample, someone to do it twice is almost absurd. And I think there's a little bit of that with the Super Bowl, which is winning the Super Bowl is incredibly difficult to do. So if they don't win it this year, does that mean they didn't handle it well? I don't know if you can say that definitively.
I agree. Yeah, I mean, if they win 11 or 12 games.
Yeah, and they win 2 playoff games and they lose, I don't think that's Super Bowl hangover. I think that's just
– they might just not be
on that day the ball didn't bounce their way. And not to, you know, prop up Hugh too much, but I will say that's one reason I've always thought the 2000 Eagles, the 2000-2004 Eagles, what was so impressive about them was their ability to continually go back. Like, we point to 2017, 2022, and, you know, 2004. Obviously, 2005 didn't go great. But to go to 4 straight NFC championship games is incredibly difficult to do. So when we talk about a team's ability to handle pressure and all those things, honestly, the best example in franchise history is probably the team that didn't win a Super Bowl ring.
But
it's
ironically,
the team that was able to go back and carry that pressure every year and continually be great.
But ironically, their failure was their motivation, right? If they had reached a Super Bowl earlier, maybe they don't go back the next year.
Maybe, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they never got to the top of the mountain. Like, this team just got to the top. That's what makes this whole training camp interesting. Elliot, we appreciate you hopping on. Go Birds coming up?
Yeah, we got a Go Birds post-practice pod coming up, and then got the daily pod tomorrow morning. So.
All right, and then practice tomorrow? They'll be back out here?
Practice tomorrow morning, 10 a.m.
All right, Elliot Shore Parks, we appreciate you hopping in. Let's grab quickly Terrence in Springfield. Terrence, what's up?
Terrence.
Yo, Joe Kyle, what's up, man?
What's going on,
Terrence, what's up, buddy?
I am not working.
What
are we doing here, buddy?
What the hell wrong with your phone? Mm,
Terrence back on hold. Quickly, Andy in Westchester.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Andy, what's up?
Home wrecker Hugh, you are the gift that keeps on giving.
There's a new one.
Wait a minute. I am offended.
Get him, Andy.
How am I home wrecker?
Aaron, Aaron, do not post that picture. Bad things are going to happen to your wife in his mind.
What do you mean? I mean, Andy, I mean, I think it's about, if we're friends, Andy, and you say, if I tell you I have, I met this girl and she's hot, and if you ask me for pictures, if we're friends, I'm going to send the picture.
Yeah, but here's the
issue. You keep talking about something different, though. A girl that you just met and think she's hot
is very different from your wife, Hugh.
First of all, if I was Aaron's friend, and we are in the friend space. I did ask.
If you're friends,
it's not above board. Even though it is his wife, I'm his friend. I can ask.
Now that's a woman that you just met. Hot.
But
it's a little bit different here.
Kyle, I ain't met. Like, if we're friends, and I ain't never met your wife, I can ask what your wife
looks
like.
Now here's the question: do you think Aaron's got to run it by his wife before he posts her picture?
I don't think Aaron. Listen, don't let me get you in trouble.
Hold on a second. He better ask the wife if he could post her picture. Because if he posts a picture and it takes off on the algorithms, he's going to be in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying. I just asked. But when you throw that out there, like, I have a smoke. You said smoking hot wife.
He did say that.
Then who there is not a person in earshot of this station when he said that. Then we're like, well, what she look like? I just voiced it.
Well, my first thought was, do I believe him or not?
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate
it. But I didn't ask. I'm not going to ask.
Thank you,
I don't need proof, but I do wonder, like, is Aaron telling lies here?
I have corrupted my partner.
Go ahead, Andy.
The problem is, Hugh, you slipped right into the Love Doctor Douglas voice when you said
that's like, the way y'all heard it. Like, see, Andy, I was in front, like, and my friends to this day, especially because I'm the only single one, because I blew my marriage up. But if I say I met somebody, that's the first thing I did. Let's see what she looked like.
Did you realize? And Andy, we gotta hit this. But I know Andy wanted to talk about the Eagles, but we got here. You realize this wasn't like a private conversation. You did this on the air. It wasn't you and Aaron.
Wasn't nobody listening to me when I said
it. Yeah, but there's people listening.
I guarantee you, there were cats out there. Mm. That as soon as it popped in, as soon as he said it, they wanted to say, what she look like?
Well, everyone wondered that. 215-592-9494.
People wonder a lot of things if they don't just come out right out now.
Well, them folks don't work on the radio, Kyle. I do. And how many times have you told me have an opinion? How many times have you said that?
Well, not
Mr.
about
Producer?
Things that will get you in trouble.
About the Eagles.
No, we weren't being specific. He said, have an opinion.
We have FCC regulations, though.
That is not violating FCC regulations.
Let's hit this before we start doing that. 215-592-9494. Your calls about everything. Is, are you expecting or anticipating or worried about a hangover? Hugh is worried about one. I'm not. Plus, we'll see if we can find a match for the Phillies as we go on a blind date with another trade candidate. That's all next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.